Well, this year's Pulitzer Prizes have been announced in drama and music and letters and journalism, where among newspapers, The Washington Post earned the most, 6 Pulitzer Prizes for revealing often painful truths. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Perhaps the most powerful was the Post's report on the collapsing system of care for outpatients at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. The commander there and the Secretary of the Army soon lost their jobs. On NPR's Talk of the Nation, reporter Dana Priest explained she got a tip over the phone.
I couldn't believe what she was telling me. We made contact with her initial families, and then those families led to other families who led to soldiers and eventually to former and current staff members. In this sense, it was pretty much the typical gumshoe reporting that you do on lots of stories, just burrow deeper and deeper every day.
The Post was also recognized for showing how contractors in Iraq were acting beyond the reach of the law, for the breaking coverage of the massacre at Virginia Tech, for warning about the credit crunch, and for an investigation of the pervasive influence of Vice President Dick Cheney. Barton Gellman appeared on Talk of the Nation after co-writing the Cheney series.
It's hard for journalists to take a close look at Cheney's office because it has been very secretive. Cheney has not published the names or numbers of his staff. He's been a hard target, and that's why the Washington Post decided to devote 2 reporters for a full year.
The Post's executive editor, Len Downey, defines the Post as a local paper first, but adds,
our mission also is to provide as much original enterprise reporting as we can in every single subject we cover, whether it's local, national, or international news.
Including some surprises. Gene Weingarten convinced virtuoso classical violinist Joshua Bell to play at a Washington subway stop to see if anyone would be moved enough to pause. Few did, allowing the Post columnist to ruminate wryly on the transcendence of art and the pedestrian distractions of daily life. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
You can find a complete list of the 2008 Pulitzer Prize winners by going to npr.org.